and tell the world. Go. When I first read the play that our children and adults so brilliantly performed this morning a couple of months ago, I loved the theme that was weaved throughout, that people were having to go to different places. Go over there, go to Bethlehem, go and tell the world. The Christmas story, as told by Luke, says this. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Messiah has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Wow, what a message to receive. Have you ever had some really important and exciting news to tell? Who would you share it with? Why would you choose that person to tell? It might be that you got a new job. You might be getting married or having a baby. You may have just bought a house for the first time, or perhaps you just won the lottery. If it's the last one, then come and find me at the end and we'll have a little chat. Now, the story of Christmas shows us that God had a very, very special announcement to make. He could have appeared to the high priests in the temple and told them. He could have gone to the kings and rulers of the land to tell them. But as we just heard, God chose some of the most unlikely people to share this news with, especially if they resembled our shepherds that we had this morning in our nativity play. Rather than go to the really important people and the really powerful people, the angel appears first to the bunch of shepherds who were hanging out in a field on the night shift with their sheep. Shepherds were just ordinary people. They were removed from the religious snobbery of the time, and they were away from the prejudice of the class system. But they were chosen to hear this amazing news first. Continuing to read on in the passage from Luke chapter 2, we read this. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds didn't turn to one another and question what they had seen. They didn't turn to each other and think, "Well, maybe we've had a bit too much to drink that night." No, the passage tells us that they listened to the angels' voices and said, "Let's go. Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened." They were obedient to God, and they were not going to miss this special invitation. And once they arrived, the story says, and when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They spread the word. They didn't keep this to themselves. They went and told the world. They just couldn't keep it in. Church, do we feel that same excitement that the shepherds did as Christmas comes around this year? If you've heard the Christmas story before or seen nativity plays from ours, like ours this morning, or one that's in a school, then you'll know that the shepherds weren't the only people to go in the story. From Matthew's Gospel, we read of the story of the Magi, or the king's visit. King Herod, a true maniac, if ever there was one, heard that these people were seeking the child born under the star and called him the King of the Jews. Now, this didn't do King Herod's ego much good at all. So he called all of the Magi to him and said, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. Now, if you know this part of the story at all, you'll know that this was not King Herod's plan. Herod sent the Magi to find the baby and to report back to him so that he could have the baby Messiah killed. Now, fortunately, the Magi received a word from God via a dream to not go back to Herod, so they returned to their country by another route. The story goes on. Jesus grew from a baby to a child, from a child to a man, and then around the age of 30, Jesus began his own ministry to the world. From this moment on in the story, all of the stories weave and blend together, forming a huge picture of people who were hearing what others said, and then they went and spread the good news of what Christmas really means. People were going and telling the world. Throughout the Gospels, the four books that kind of chronicle Jesus' story, we read of Jesus doing miraculous things, such as healing the sick and even raising people from the dead. And even when Jesus told them to remain quiet about these things, they couldn't do that. They were unable to do it. Church, we've had an absolute roller coaster of a year. But one thing that's been amazing has been the number of times that people have come to the front of this building and not been able to keep quiet about their faith anymore. I don't know if we've got a couple of pictures, Doug. Now, whether it's from testimonies or indeed, as we see here, baptisms, we've not been silent this year. And the verses that surround our beautiful Christmas tree, the verses that we heard Daniel read a few minutes ago, are just as important to the Christmas story as the angels and the shepherds, the Magi, or even the humble donkey. These verses are part of the last words that Jesus spoke on this earth. And it's here that we find the story of the risen Jesus and his disciples who were standing on a mountain where Jesus had told them to go. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you to the very end of the age. The shepherds were the first to be told to go. They said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And what did they do upon seeing and hearing this wonderful news? They spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. What were Jesus' last words to us? Jesus has commissioned us to go. Go and tell the world of him and share the good news of Christmas. And what better time to do it now than this Christmas in 2018. We all love the tradition of Christmas, and we do. We really do love the sweet nativity celebration of Jesus' birth. But do we really share the real message of Jesus and his love all year round? Jesus left us with specific instructions to go and tell the world. The nativity story we had here this morning is just the beginning. It's certainly not the end. The angel told the shepherds, I bring you glorious news of great joy, which is for all the people. Just like the shepherds did that first Christmas night, now is the time for us to go. Now is the time for us to go and tell the world of this wonderful, wonderful story. Let's pray.